Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we want to be able to have a conversation in these days. We're going to see some things begin to happen and some good ways and some bad ways. But understand, you know, we're always talking about that the kingdom of God is always going to do well. God's going to take care of his people. And if you are the Lord's going to take care of you. But we have to hear what he's saying to the church and how to respond in the season that we're responding. One thing that happened, as we talked about, is David Dalyden. He's the responsible one for the founder and leader of the Center for Medical Progress. And he's the one that went into those Planned Parenthoods undercover, you know, the way back when 2020 used to actually do investigative reporting. Well, they actually went in and videoed what was taking place in the Planned Parenthood clinics, and we found out, and we showed it on VFN TV. It was just very graphic, but we needed to know what was going on because people say nothing was going on, and they were aborting children. They were aborting children, and they were selling their body parts. They were selling their body parts, and it was just tragic. But this is David Dalyden. He's encouraged because the conversation now is finally center stage in America. Let's take a look.
Planned Parenthood has never been more on the defensive in their 100 years of history than they are today, and that's because of the undercover videos of their senior level leadership talking about harvesting and selling for profit the little tiny hearts and lungs and livers and brains of unborn children. It's really, really clear that Planned Parenthood is even more guilty than we initially thought with the release of the videos, and the work of the Select Panel in Congress is proving this is the only investigation really that is capable of taking a national scope look at Planned Parenthood's late-term abortion and baby parts programs. And what they're finding is that they profited from baby parts, they conspired to do so with their business partners, they violated federal HIPAA rules, and they were pressuring patient consent with fraudulent consent forms and making false promises to their patients. So the wrongdoing goes very deep, and they need to be held accountable to it because they're not above the law.
Where are things now, and how are you holding up?
Well, so I've never been better. And, you know, I say it even a year later, nothing was more difficult than actually doing the undercover work itself. And so everything that's come after that has, you know, there's been ups and downs, and it's, you know, it's not easy, but it's been nothing compared to what it was like actually doing the undercover work itself. All of the different lawsuits, as well as the other legal actions that are being brought by Planned Parenthood and their allies and their political cronies, I feel like all of those are moving in the right direction. And I think we've really turned a corner because even some of the people who would normally be in Planned Parenthood's corner are realizing that all of these different legal actions are based on this really discredited legal theory that somehow undercover work counts as a form of fraud.
We're just looking at the truth now is starting to come out, and it's not like the truth wasn't happening all along, but now, thanks to David Dalyden and those who did that investigative work with Center for Medical Progress, they're actually talking about it, and now we have a good choice in values, in regards to what values do you want to go with in your country. We're value voters, and we value life. But think about this. This is actually now the president of Planned Parenthood, who you actually saw in some of our previous programs, talk about what she thought about the selling of baby body parts, whether they're doing it or they weren't doing it, and aborting the children. But look what she says now. Now there's actually a direction the Democratic National Party has taken on the whole value of what they're going to do with life. The Republican National Party has decided what they're going to do with life. But listen to what she's just said at a gathering. This is an all Planned Parenthood gathering reportedly taking place. That's her on the stage. And listen to what she says about abortion, what she says about the Hyde Amendment. And the Hyde Amendment is a man's name that they passed a law during the Carter administration, Jimmy Carter's administration, that says you cannot use your money out of your paycheck, tax money, to be able to pay to end the life of a child in the womb, to be able to abort a child. Well, during President Bill Clinton's presidency, he actually amended that and started using, you could use government money to be able to kill a child in the womb if, and he cut a couple, we'll talk about those in a little bit. But now she's wanting to do it with a Hyde Amendment altogether. What does that mean? That means when you send your money to Washington, D.C., that could be the end of your neighbor's child in that womb. They could actually abort that child tomorrow with government money, paid government-paid abortions. is what that could mean. Let's take a look.
This election is about a whole lot of issues. And I guess the last thing I'll say is to be on a stage where we can actually now talk openly about the fact that abortion is a right we have to have. And that means we have to repeal the Hyde Amendment, and we have to make sure that everyone in America has equal rights. So, anyway, it's exciting to have a candidate who's willing to talk about these issues straight out, up front, and I cannot wait till this woman is in the White House.
Who would ever thought that your goal was to begin to end life in the womb of a child? I cannot wait till this actually happens where we can appeal the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment is like a dam holding back the murderous acts towards children in the womb. And she's saying she can't wait to be able to do it, where you can use government money to end the lives of children. These are crazy days. You know what? But we have to begin to pray for our country and say, God, we don't want it to go this way. Lord, we want to repent of what's going on. And we're going to talk more about that, but it's going to take courage. It's going to take courage to stand up and not be politically correct. It's going to take courage to stand up and not be seduced by the world. It's going to take courage to stand your post and not leave your post and abandon your responsibility before God. It's going to take courage.
Is that crazy or what? But at least, you know, you can work with honesty. You can work with somebody saying, you know, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. All right, good. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to believe you on that.
You know, it's the ones you don't know they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
And I remember in law enforcement, you had to pay really close attention to it's the things that come and surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody says, oh, by the way, I'm going to meet you at 4 o'clock and I'm going to take you into this clinic and I'm going to, you know, end the life of your child and I'm going to use your money out of your paycheck that you earn, tax money, and I'm going to do it. And you know, oh, hey, I can understand that. Don't support that, right?
I can make better decisions now. This is good.
Well, of all the gods, which is no gods at all, the false gods that God hated was God of Moloch.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sacrifice of children. And you think about, you know, people say, well, we're not sacrificing children. Why does someone have an abortion? And I'm not telling you, you know, that God can't forgive you if that's what you've done. But realize we've got to talk about that and say, you know, why would somebody have an abortion?
Yeah.
It's inconvenient right now. I don't want to leave my career, which means I'll have to live on less money.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a smaller place to live in. My car won't be as nice. All these other luxury things that come with it. So what I'll do is, so that I can have more things and stuff and increase, I will offer my child up on the offer of Moloch. I will sacrifice my child.
Yeah.
And they believed that Baal, you know, was this God of the harvest God that would harvest. Produce, give them, you know, back something for that. And so they personally thought they could gain if they gave their child up. And you think it's the same thing today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the percentages, and we have the percentages, we'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch. It's very small, micro percentages of rape and incest. It's mostly just, I mean, they have... they're just joking about the whole thing. They have programs called Comedians on Their Way to Abortions, and they're just joking about how they're going to end the life of this child. But the whole thing is, it's just deception, because at the end of it, if you were in your mother's womb and you were joking about going to that clinic, you wouldn't be here today because they would have aborted you.
Yeah.
Thank God for your mother that allowed you to give you life.
Aren't you glad that your parents are pro-life?
Right. No, I am not. I heard one particular man interviewed. He said, so you're not for having more money? And he goes, no, I'm not. And he thought, it's like, he was going the wrong way with this thing. People get dogmatic. They don't care what they're saying. They just want what they want.
Right.
And right now, this is so serious. It's like, America's got to make a choice where we're going, you know, as the people, not Washington, D.C. What they're doing right now in these conventions they just finished up, they're just saying, hey, will you let me lead you? It's up for us to decide what we're going to do. And we got to look at the values. What is our values? We're value voters. And by the way, you can see it on your screen right now. You need to go to vfntv.com/vote. And it helps you find out what the values of these candidates are and what they stand for with regards to abortion and other things. That's always going to be available to you. It's vfntv.com/vote. You can see it on your screen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.